Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, Monday edition of the show, hour number two, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. If you're just joining us in this hour of the show, the first hour I spoke about this woman radio talk show host. Her name is Diana Ploss, New Hampshire. She went on a tirade and I broke it down. I've got calls on hold. We're going to jump to you because I want to get your opinion. And I'm finding it hard for people to see, or why you can't see what she did, just as stupid. It literally has no bearing on a true patriot or a conservative viewpoint, even though I agree with her in everything that she said. But there's a way to do it, and there's a way to do things. And I believe she was just doing it for the fame. And, well, guess what? She didn't get any fame. She got her ass booted out of the radio station. So I want you to hear the clip again. So pay attention to the clip. I want you to hear it. Let's break it down, discuss, and debate it. Sean, if we can run that clip.
Are you speaking English?
Well, a lot of them speak English, but I just like to speak Spanish.
Okay, but it is America.
It is America.
It is America. You should be speaking English. You should be speaking English. They work for the state. You should be speaking English.
I don't work for the state.
What do you work for?
I work for
oh, so are these people? Is English?
No,
doesn't matter. It's still English. It's English. 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 Is anybody here illegal? Are these guys illegal? What's the name of this company? Look at this. Look at this. It's America. Speak English. Speak English. So this is a foreman working for this company, Morin's. And he's speaking Spanish to these guys. So your tax doll is up here in New Hampshire. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. That is what's going on. So now they have people who don't speak English, who are putting in this stuff that taxpayers are paying for. And look what they're doing. This is communism. This is communism. Look at this. They're taking over these streets. This, what they're doing up here in Nashua, is permanent. Permanent. So here's a private company. Wake up. No residents. I want to know, where's Governor Sununu? Where's Governor Sununu?
All right, let's go ahead and cut her off.
What's your problem?
That her voice alone, Sean, is like hearing the nails on a chalkboard. I grew up in the 70s and 80s and 51. So, you know, we didn't have the dry erase boards. We had chalkboards and the nails on the chalkboard when I hear her voice. So here's the deal. So I'm clear, crystal clear. Hear me, friends. Not like Rick that has corn cobs in his ears and he just wants to be on a giant soapbox. Hear me. Number one, I was a Trump supporter when you guys all supported Ted Cruz. I was a Trump supporter when he announced June of 2015. I got thrown off some radio stations, one of them in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for being a Trump supporter because I'm in syndication on my Sunday night show. I knew how to spell Trump before many in this audience knew how to spell Trump. I have been an advocate. I am a conservative to the upteenth degree, more than most people. In fact, in a station in Arkansas, the station owner said, my God, there's conservative and then there's Steve Sanchez in Arkansas. I'm very conservative. That's why I'm not a Republican. Good God. I'm a real conservative. I'm a registered independent. I'm a real conservative. The Republican Party's not conservative enough for me. I believe in English only in this country when you're doing business, when you work in government, across the board. But I do not believe that someone should give up their dialect. If it's Spanish, if it's Italian, if it's Irish, if it's Russian or whatever. You want to speak in at a cafe? God bless you. That's called the First Amendment, baby, in this country. I have no problem with that. I have a real problem with illegal immigration. That's why I've been a critic of the president regarding pathway to citizenship with DACA. I'm a real conservative when other people like to pick and choose. Okay? So let's get that all out of the way. Also, and I think it's probably one of the most crucial parts of this whole thing, I'm a Hispanic. So I can give you an assessment from a Hispanic point of view. And this woman, I don't want her representing me as a conservative. She sounds like a damn fool. Who goes out? I've had people, true conservatives on this show. You've heard them call before. One of them, Brady. You don't get more conservative than Brady. I asked him straight up, would you ever do something like that? He goes, oh, God, no. You know why? Because we operate as Christian men first before we're anything else. And there's a time and place to do things appropriately. And this woman, I know it in my gut. I feel it in my gut. She did it for the accolades. Believe me, it wasn't for anything else. Because who that has any common sense in their brains, think about yourself for a moment in Vegas, where you see illegal aliens everywhere. They're cleaning your rooms. Would you like more towels, Mr. Jones? Okay? They're your bus boys. You know that. They're illegal. Are you saying anything to them? Tough guy. Are you saying anything to them? Are you saying, are you illegal? Are you? Of course not. You know why? Because we have class and we have decorum. Even though we hate illegal immigration and it's so wrong and we want it stopped immediately. I have been such an advocate that I've had company. I have had groups like La Mecha and La Raza after me. Okay? La Mecha and La Raza. Have they come after you? They come after me. That I'm a sellout. I'm an Uncle Thomas, Uncle Tomas, and all kinds of stuff. I get death threats and threats on my Facebook Messenger daily that I'm a piece of crap for what I say about Native Americans and Mount Rushmore, and they hope that my grandchildren get COVID-19. I take the heat for so much of what I say because I believe it. But if you're going to try to tell me that this woman somehow brought awareness to illegal immigration, she sounded like a damn fool. Nobody that has any common sense that believes what we believe, friends, is going to go and see a group of people working, speaking Spanish and saying, excuse me, you should be speaking English. Excuse me, are you illegal? Are you legal? Are you illegal? I mean, who does that unless you got a screw loose? The point I've been trying to make, and I'll continue to make it, is even though she had the right to do it, she has the First Amendment as well, because Black Lives Matter are saying all kinds of crap, the lunatics that they are, against whites, and I defend whites every day, that the Black Lives Matter and this cancel culture and this phony thing called systemic racism is a big hoax. People have the right to do it, just like she did, even though I think it's stupid. And that's my whole point behind it. But she shouldn't have been fired. That's where I cross the line. She has the right to say. Now, other people are saying, well, it's a private company. They can do that. Well, why did Colin Kaepernick be allowed to continue to play football when he had socks that depicted police officers as pigs? Why are we seeing people getting away with things like Nick Cannon on his podcast basically saying that whites and Jews are the true savages? Why isn't he fired? Why isn't he fired off of, you know, the shows and the things that he's done in the past? You know, he's the guy that was married to Mariah Carey. I think he was the host of America's Got Talent for a while. You know, Nick Cannon, no talent Nick Cannon, always will be known as Mariah Carey's little boy, being the cougar she was. So here's the deal. I stand by what I say, and I say what I mean, and I don't stutter. Now I go to my busy calls. Betty, you're next. Welcome to the program.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I think this lady looks really crazy, and she seems like she's having some kind of mental breakdown, and I'm not sure what's wrong with people nowadays that they want to go, like, confront people. It seems like they were just eating lunch, having a conversation or something. I don't know what's wrong with these millennials. They want to, like, confront people and make a scene, and they're in the wrong. But then they're filming it, and they're putting it online. Like,
exactly. She wanted her 15 minutes of fame, and it doesn't do anything for the conservative movement, Betty, because I think all of us that are conservatives agree it should be English only. We agree that we don't like illegal immigration. We want it fixed immediately. My whole point was, do you really have to go do that? You look stupid doing it, number one. It doesn't accomplish anything. But I've also defended her, saying that she shouldn't have been fired.
I don't think she should have got fired. I think that her audience should have, let the audience decide. Either they're going to keep listening to her or they're going to change the channel. That's what Correct. I think should have decided, not some arbitrary, like, you're just fired, but we don't know what her contract says.
No, very true, Betty. Great call. And, I mean, look, at the end of the day, she's not the Border Patrol. What gives her the right to go ask? I mean, come on now. Let's all be honest, friends. Do you have a swimming pool? Have you ever had a company come and build your swimming pool? You know damn well there was illegals there, probably. You know damn well there was. Did you ever ask them if they were illegal? If this is such a bee in your bonnet, did you ever do that? Are you going to go out tomorrow now and go ask that question to people landscaping? Because how about if some of these guys were legal? They were just speaking Spanish. We don't know. That's my whole point. It's as bad as the Black Lives Matter calling whites cracker and racist and Nazi, which is ridiculous. I get called that. I'm a racist piece of crap. I get called that every single day. I could literally post on Facebook the hate that I get daily, not just two or three like other shows. No, because I got millions of views and viewers and followers on social media. I get literally hundreds of things criticizing me, calling me names, wishing me death. You know why? Because I dare to speak a truth. So friends, just because you disagree with her crazy antics of how she approached this doesn't mean that you're not a conservative. It doesn't mean that you don't agree. It doesn't mean that you agree with illegal immigration or no English in this country. That's not what it means. It just means you have to be willing to call some people out on the right or the left or the center that act like damn fools. That's what I'm doing. But again, I'll say it 1,000 times. She shouldn't have been fired. Maybe a suspension. Yeah, if you need to apologize, whatever. The station has the right. Because people every day are saying things against my white friends, and I don't like it. And nothing's happening to them. We've got to be consistent, people. Consistency. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back.
A truthful take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you Monday night. Busy, busy show. Want to remind you, July 24th, if you haven't registered for free for the Financial Friday Boot Camp, make sure you do. Rick Geiler is going to be doing a special session on Friday, July 24th. That's coming up at 1 p.m. Pacific time. I'll be a guest on there. I'll be sharing some of my ideas and thoughts, because I'm going to be honest with you, friends. There are some things coming economically, like an economic meltdown that we want to prepare you for. I mean, I'm telling you, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. So you want to make sure you register for free. It's pretty easy to do. Go to financialfridaybootcamp.com. You can register there. Financialfridaybootcamp.com. Or you can simply call 888-545-7182. That's 888-545-7182. Now, when you register, you will get an email confirming that, and you'll get for free the white paper report called the Sleep Well at Night Strategy. It's the one letter your banker and stockbroker hope you never read. Believe me, it's good. You need to prepare now. The election's coming, and there is some diabolical things that are going to start happening with the Wall Street Casino and the big banking global cabal. Okay, call 888-545-7182. You can register there for free or register at financialfridaybootcamp.com. Busy night. Lots of calls on hold. Let's get right back to them. John, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Steve. I think hopefully this can kind of clear it up for some of your audience. Let's say hypothetically you and I go into a bar and there's a transgender person there. And now, if we sit there and call that person out and say, hey, you're not really a woman, you're a man, we're just being rude SOBs. That you're not standing up for your rights or standing up for your principles by doing that. You're just being a rude jerk. Now, on the flip side, if the bartender said, hey, all of you, I want you to come over and say hi to this woman, refer to her as ma'am, buy her a drink because she's a brave lady coming in here, then at that point, standing up saying, no, I refuse to do that, that's standing up for your principles.
John, you hit it on the head. My gosh, in 30 seconds, you said exactly what needs to be said. That's my whole point. And, you know, to take it a step further, John, I personally just don't believe she should be fired for it. Maybe a little reprimand because, you know, again, whites are being hurt and reprimanded unfairly in this country when Hispanics and blacks and others are saying things that are even more egregious and they don't get in any trouble.
Well, exactly. The world is just, I'm a Christian, and for years I've been hearing, oh, we're in the end times. I thought, yeah, right, too bad. But nowadays, honestly, I stepped away from my faith for a long time, and I really think the end of the times is coming close. I'm not saying tomorrow or anything, but I think it's the writing's on the wall. It's getting close.
No, I'm with you, John. Great call, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Just John hit it on the head. What a great analogy. There you go, friends. We're not shying away from our principles, our beliefs. We're just basically being cognizant of the right time and place because, as John said, you just don't do that. Doesn't mean you've taken away from your belief system. You just don't do that. But again, to me, I just don't think she should be fired because others aren't getting fired for saying so much worse. I mean, Black Lives Matter, spitting in cops' faces, you know, pulling down statues, you know, and this woman, because she's white, that's what I believe, she gets fired. I think it's wrong. I just think it's wrong. She should have been, you know, she works for a private company and I get it. But, you know, at least where's your grace and mercy private company? Where's your grace and mercy radio station to basically say, look, you should apologize. Let's put a statement out, you know, apologize on the air that you shouldn't have said those things. Then she gets to make a choice of her ethics and her morality at that point and, you know, decide from there. But, you know, I stand where I stand. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Andrew. No producer Nate? Okay, look, I guess we're up on break. My fault. I'll say, as the kids say today, my bad. I forgot it was the small segment. So, Andrew, you will be next when we come back from this break. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. And friends, you don't have to agree with me. We could still be buddies. We can. We all have a right to an opinion. But I'm trying to tell you that as conservatives, as patriots, we better wise up as to how we articulate our message. Because if we don't, we're going to lose elections. I'm telling you. Because the left, they're diabolical, they're sinister, they cheat, they defraud. And the one thing that they know how to do better than anything is theatrics. Why do you think they're always in bed with Hollywood? As conservatives, we've got to be smart, we've got to stand on our principles, but we have to be willing to call out when things are inappropriate as well. That doesn't shy away from who we are, it just means that we're decent human beings. This is Steve Sanchez, we'll be right back. Back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you, Monday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. You get busy lines, we should be freeing up our lines here quickly. Now I go right back to our busy calls so we can make that happen. Let's go over to Andrew. You're next. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking the call, Steve.
Sure thing.
1990 is when I came to this country from Scotland. And it really, I did it legally, and it burns my behind crazy that people come in here illegally after all the time it took me to get to this country and become a naturalized American citizen.
Right.
It really irritates me. But on saying that, what this woman did was totally out of line. She has got no right to go up and say whatever she has to say to these people. You know, she's not immigration, she's not border patrol. And what's more, I agree, she should not have been fired. But the cancel culture in this country right now is turning a bad way. Yeah, November is very important for every man, woman, and child. Well, child, as long as you're over 18, you can actually go out and vote. To get out there and vote for Trump. Because if we don't have Trump again for 4 years, I'm sorry, but this country is lost.
We're finished. Yeah, we're over. If Trump doesn't get reelected, Andrew, we're over. I mean, I can't see how we'll recover from a Biden or whoever else presidency. I just don't think we'll recover.
Like I said, so I came over here from Scotland. You know, I know all over Europe. I know the socialized ways they have over there. Now, a lot of Americans have not been outside of the United States and don't know what it's like. This country is one of the greatest countries in the world, as long as you can keep it. And that is the most important point, if you can keep it and not let these Marxist communists like the Democrats take it away from us. And that is the most important thing that we have right now.
Andrew, great call, man. Great call, Andrew, and I appreciate it, and thank you. And thank you for what you said. You know, and it always warms my heart when I hear someone like yourself saying, I strive to be here. I came here legally and I'm proud of the country. That's America, man. See, that's the cool thing about America. We don't care if you're black, white, brown, pink with polka dots. If you come and you're here legally, you assimilate and you hold near and dear the Constitution, the United States flag, the things that make America great. We're all great, man. That's the key. And it's a great story, Andrew, and I appreciate it. I hope more people really hear what you said and take hold of that. I mean, my family on my dad's side came here in the early 20s, and they came here legally. They went through a process. There was different programs to come during that time. So, you know, and I remember growing up and my dad being adamant about speaking English and the different things you know, military man, Navy, fought for the country. I mean, those things were instilled in me and my older brother as a child. That's why I hold them near and dear. But I'm also a man of God. And Christ is my source before man. And I will tell you, sometimes we just have to operate in wisdom and sometimes with grace and mercy to be able to let God move. I mean, that's just the way I look at things, and that's where I stand. All right, let's get right back to our busy calls. L, you're next. Welcome to the program. Hey, L, you with me? All right, L has left the building. Let's jump over to Bruce. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, today we saw California Governor Newsom shut down a large portion of their businesses. And, you know, with Nevada being part of this Western States Alliance, I unfortunately can see Sisolak following suit here. I mean, this guy seems to like to do these things right before the weekend. I mean, that's a pretty scary thought right there.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't want the backlash. But no one gives him the backlash except smart conservatives like you and me and others. But, you know, I mean, he just usually gets away with it.
You know, I'm looking at Trump, and this guy, he just seems to me, in my opinion, he's more and more isolated. He's, like, got nobody in his corner anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, Durham Barr, I mean, looks like that report will never see the light of day, even with all the evidence. I mean, a first-year law student should be able to prosecute it. We got all these rhino senators. We got the deep-site swamp creatures. We got all these judges. I mean, I know you and I, you know, on your show, we've talked about Fox News and how terrible it is. I mean, Sunday was just full-scale CNN. It was ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, that's where they've gone, unfortunately. I don't know why. Well, I know why, because the Murdoch boys are the ones in charge of the company now.
Yeah, and Paul Ryan is a, you know, director.
Mm-hmm, correct, on the board, yep.
Chairman, you know, this poor guy in Portland, do you see that got hit in the head? A federal agent gets hit in the head trying to protect the courthouse that they've been trying to get into for a month to burn it down.
It's incredible.
And they said, oh, well, he's part of their occupying force the federal government set in.
Incredible. No, race relations in this country have gone to crap, but still, you know, Bruce, no one cares about, again, 60 people shot just this weekend in Chicago, 10 of them dead, all black-on-black crime. No one's talking about that because I guess that black community doesn't matter.
You know, and you know from our conversation before, my grandmother was from Mexico. You know, my dad, you know, he grew up in Lincoln Heights in East L.A., and they all spoke Spanish first and learned to speak English. And you know, even though I look really white, I still, you know, grew up the same way. My grandmother was very upset when they changed Lincoln Park to Plaza de la Raza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife's immigrated here from another country. And I agree with everything you said. You know, you learn the English. Nobody's trying to take your culture for you. No one's trying to say you can't speak Spanish. But, you know, to move forward, you learn the language. You learn our history. You learn your own history, too. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. You assimilate to the American way and how America operates, and that is English, that is learning our history, all of the above. Bruce, great call. Do appreciate it. All right, let's get right back to our busy calls. Let's jump over to Gary. You're next. Welcome to the program. Gary. All right, Gary has left the building. Let's jump over to Jay. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, I got to agree. I mean, kind of on one point. The thing is you know, I work in construction. My parents moved here as immigrants, you know, my dad from Europe and my mom from Asia. So, you know, they all did it the right way, and they ended up learning English and everything. But I work in construction with a lot of Hispanics,
mm-hmm.
and these guys work so freaking hard, you know what I mean? And I have a lot of friends that did do it, come in here and did do it the right way. And they didn't necessarily say that it was wrong with what, you know, Trump shut down the borders and everything. And they're like, well, it's good because, you know, we don't have a bunch of drugs coming in here and everything else. And, you know, they come in here and they want to take our jobs pretty much because they're like, oh, we'll do it for half the price. You know what I mean?
Correct.
But he came in here and he did it the right way. And these guys, they work so hard and they assimilated and they did it all the right way. I mean, and this lady that's out there, you know, talking trash basically to them, like, that's not right at all. You know what I mean? Like, I totally don't agree with that.
Like, yeah, because doesn't know. How does she know that they're not legal? There could be some that are legal and they're just talking Spanish. We don't know. We're not immigration to go ask and say, let me see your papers.
Right. That's true. I mean, when I heard that, that really pissed me off. You know what I mean? Like, who is she to say, like, you know, who is she to say, oh, you guys can't be here? You guys don't speak English. Like, get the hell out of here. Like, that's not right. Like, my parents were immigrants at one point, too. You know what I mean? I don't agree with that.
No, she's not making the conservative viewpoint, if that's what you want to call it, what she's doing, heard. Because you just don't have the right to walk down. Well, you have the right. It's the First Amendment, so I guess you can do it. Should you do it? It's really the question. I appreciate the call, Jay. I mean, that's the whole key. Should you do it? My whole thing is I don't like it. I don't think it's accomplishing anything. I think it's wrong. You look like a fool. But I don't like the fact that she was fired. And that's where I think we're all losing some of the steam here. She was fired. And I don't like that she was fired. That shouldn't have happened. Period. End of story. And that's what I don't like. And, you know, yeah, private company, she has the right. Okay, I get it. Or the company has the right. But should they have done that? I mean, that's not what I like. That's not where we're at. At least that's where we shouldn't be at in America. Just like the Washington Redskins. Gone. Buy your Washington Redskins memorabilia, friends, because the cancel culture, it worked. And in fact, they announced today officially that they're scrapping it. What they're going to be called, I don't know. I believe that the suggestion is the Washington Code Talkers to honor the Navajo Code Talkers that helped. And that's cool. I mean, I get it. I don't think they should have been canceled and should have, you know, not be, you know, stayed the Washington Redskins. I mean, that's just where I'm at on things. It doesn't make sense. In fact, there's been many Navajos and Cherokees and Sioux and others, Poncas, that have been asked, you know, do you feel that this is wrong? And many overwhelmingly said, no, we don't care. I mean, the whole design of the Redskins logo was by, I want to say, a Navajo, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but it was by an Indian. I know that. So, friends, what do you think? I mean, Washington Redskins are no longer. They could be the Washington Code Talkers. And it just doesn't seem to fit, right? Okay, entering the field is the Washington Code Talkers. Selective cancel culture, politically correct. That's all they're trying to do. To me, it's the spirit of stupid. I don't like it. And the Texas Rangers are next. I mean, they're already saying Texas Rangers are next because God forbid the Texas Rangers killed all kinds of Mexicans and they're killers. And we can't have a team named the Texas Rangers. You know, cancel culture, absolutely ridiculous. You know it and I know it. And I don't like it. Yeah, Blackfoot tribal chairman name, Walker Wetzel. That's who, producer Nate? Okay, yeah, so an Indian did, you know, go ahead and design the Washington Redskins logo. But, you know, again, this is where we're at in America. And I know these are sensitive topics, and some people don't want to weigh in on that because they're afraid because it's so sensitive. You know, I mean, that's the truth. So, yeah, what can you say? What can you do? At least I'm going to throw it out there. I don't agree with it. I think it should have stayed the Washington Redskins. But again, that's the cancel culture. As I said, Texas Rangers are next, unfortunately. But again, no one cares about the black-on-black crime. 60 shot just this last weekend. 10 dead in Chicago every weekend. But yeah, we don't need the police. The hell with the police. We don't need, and let's come after Goya. Because Goya, a Hispanic-owned company that went from rags to riches, supports the president. Yeah, let's ban Goya. Oh, my God. Incredible to me. Just absolutely incredible. This is Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Let's take a quick break and get back to as many of these calls as we can. Don't go away.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, Monday edition of the show. Let's make sure, friends, we support not only our Las Vegas businesses, but our veterans, veteran-owned businesses, like the sponsors of this half hour, Veterans Vitality. You've heard me speak about them before. They're the only company I trust for CBD. And CBD, you cannot deny, has helped millions upon millions of people with, well, chronic illness, stress, anxiety, pain. I take it. In fact, my wife takes it. She takes a capsule every night. She sleeps like a baby. But I love their Velar Balm. Their Velar Balm is incredible. I get this tension in my neck. I put a little bit of that organic raw balm. And within 15, 20 minutes, I kid you not, I feel like $1 million. Did I tell you? They're vet owned. Yes. Kane Marzola, Mario Gonzalez. They've worked together for years. Kane is a former military combat veteran and a current MMA fighter. Mario Gonzalez, he has been manufacturing nutraceuticals and vitamins for 20 years. So they come together. They're helping vets. They're helping the community. They're helping the country. They're an international company and you get to try their products for free. If you go to SanchezFreeCBD.com, you can see a menu of the stuff I like and you get to try it. SanchezFreeCBD.com. 30-day free trial. No strings attached. Give it a shot. Try their Velar Balm. Come on, guys. If you got the tension and stress, that Velar Balm is the way to go. Again, SanchezFreeCBD.com from my friends over at Veterans Vitality. All right. Lots of calls on hold. In fact, we've got full lines. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through everybody. I probably cannot, but let's go ahead and try. Let's go to David. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, yes, Stevie, guys, this lady in New Hampshire, she's never seen a Mexican before in her life. And she's never had Mexican food. I think you should call a radio station and tell her she can get her job back and she works with those guys for a whole 30 days.
Yeah, well, you know what, David? I appreciate the call. That's great comments. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, bottom line, I think she was out of line. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. I just don't think she should have been fired. I mean, that's just, I'll keep saying that and regurgitating it over and over and over. She should have not been fired. All right, let's jump over to Dennis. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Steve?
Yes.
You know, the Cowboys must as well take their logo, too. They're racist also.
I know. It's coming, right? America's football team is coming.
Well, you know what? The NBA, NFL, I think they're going to lose a lot of fans anyway.
and deservedly so, because everybody's money is green, and that's Republican, Democrat, white, black, brown. It's not about the fans anymore. It's all about the greenbacks. I don't like it. All right, let's jump over to Frank. Frank, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. This is the first time I'm calling, and I just wanted to say I love your common sense, and I love your passion.
Thank you.
All right. You were talking about a new name for the Washington Redskins?
Yes, sir.
How about the Washington Swamp?
I'll go with that. We need that. We'll put Nancy Pelosi as the quarterback.
Yeah, maybe we should get her some pom-poms. She'd be a cheerleader.
Oh, good God. You'd give people nightmares for a year.
Okay. Steve, thank you, buddy.
Frank, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Okay, producer Nate saying no more calls. I'm sorry. I've got five lines still full left. I apologize. We went long. But friends, I say this, and some people say, why do you say this? Because it's my show, and I'm going to say it. I respect my callers. And when I can't get to everybody, I do feel bad about it. I value you. I value your listenership to the show. It's just sometimes we go long, and it doesn't mean you're not important to us. So Sean and Nate have taken down your names. And as I do every next day, you call back in the first hour, you will be first place, first hour, so that you can get your voice heard right here with Steve Sanchez. All right, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. There you can go find out about yours truly, news stories, media appearances. I'll be on Sean Spicer's show again this Thursday. And, of course, our socials are there, Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, our large digital platform with Facebook. Make sure you're following me. My good friend Ken Thompson, Sports X Radio, is next. So keep it right here on KDWN. Until next time, friends. In fact, 22 hours from now, I'll be back. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit thestevesanchezshow.com.